The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening to everyone who is calling or listening. We're calling. You're listening to our show on this lovely, lovely, lovely day. You know why it's lovely?
It's lovely here.
It's lovely everywhere if you're alive.
Well, if you're not saying no to it.
It's simple.
Yes.
Simplicity.
Simplicity.
That's what the show's about today. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And
we finish each other's sentences. So
yes, we do.
Let's include that.
And, of course, it's all about being here.
Right. It's really all about being in your life in this moment of your life. Man, life gets so easy and simple when you're here for it.
It does. It really does.
Right. Most people are striving to achieve what they think is going to be better than what they have, and they miss the opportunity of this moment of their life. See, the only problem with that is it's all just this moment of your life. This is your life. This moment is all there is. In the future, it hasn't gotten you. You know, we have a friend, an acquaintance in Europe who died yesterday. And he's been sick for a while, but it was very sudden. No one knows how long they're going to be living for. But if you waste your life thinking about it's going to be better someday and this isn't it, well, then you're wasting your life. Because the reality is that this moment is your life. And the best way to get the most out of this show is through listening. Most of us don't listen. We think about. We think about what's being said. We think whether we agree. We think whether we already know it. We think that we disagree. We think that we should have used a different word or sentence.
Or should have done things differently.
Differently. It's like you don't give yourself the grace to live your life unimpeded. It happens because we have this internal governor, this voice we listen to that we think is us. So today, for this show, see if you can suspend your judgment, hold it in abeyance, and hear what people have to say from their point of view, rather than seeing whether you already know it.
Because it is a live show today, callers are welcome. The number to call in is 866-472-5795. If you're calling from Europe, you can just go up to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, click on the radio show link, and you can find the access numbers from the European community or around the world. Listening, as Shai said, is really key because wherever you put your awareness, your experience follows. If you bring your awareness to what's happening and what you're doing as opposed to what you think about what's happening and what you're doing, your life will be far more satisfying.
You know, we had a conversation earlier today with a person who is completely normal. You know, they were raised in the normal psychological paradigm that your past influences and, in fact, impacts how your future will show up. Well, in a psychological paradigm, that's true. But in an anthropological or transformational paradigm, it is not. See, in the current moment, this is all we have. In a transformed point of view, this current moment is your life. And it's not based on what happened before in your past. Now, you can base it on the story of your life and prove yourself right about that story, but it's still, then you're stuck with the story. What's possible with transformation is that you become the master of your own life.
It's quite simple. Let's talk about these three simple ideas that will transform the quality of your life. The first simple idea is this: anything you resist persists, it grows stronger and dominates your life. And I would like to add a word to that just for today and for us to play around with. Anything you analyze persists. That anything you blame on your past persists.
Anything you think about,
entertain,
persists. Anything that you are looking to see an association with from your past to your current moment keeps whatever you're trying to let go of stuck to you. So that's the first idea.
The second idea is, in this instant, you can only be exactly as you are.
Right. This instant, not over time. In each instant of your life, you can only be exactly as you are in that instant. That means every aspect of your life, your finances, your marital status, your
health, your weight,
your ideas about yourself can only be what they are in that moment. Now, that's very interesting because, see, most of us corrupt the current moment with ideas we brought from the past. But you can only be as you are in the current moment. And how you are really isn't based on your past. It's just the way you're being in the current moment.
Now, for most of us, this second idea, this second simple idea is too simple. Our minds are so complex.
But what if?
And we have the forward and back, and I should have done it differently. I could have. With a lady yesterday who was beating up on herself for something that she couldn't change and, in fact, wasn't wrong in the first place. It's amazing how much time most people have been trained, or everybody's been trained, to go back, analyze your past, and think about how you should have done it differently when the past is done and it could only have been the way it was because it was.
Now, here's the other thing. Each moment is a unique new moment. So your past is not based on something that will, thinking forward in time, will give you any control over how the next moment shows up. The next moment's going to show up as it does, and you're trying to work it out so you're in control of it keeps you out of control of your own life. What it takes to be in control of your own life is to be here for the current moment, and then you'll be appropriate to your life.
Which is actually the third idea. Anything you see without judging completes itself.
So you move on.
You simply see something. We're not talking about analyzing. We're not talking about creating a plan for being better.
And we're not talking about figuring out why you are the way you are. It's about just noticing how you're being.
Why is part of a psychological or change modality, which has over time, it has effort, it has struggle. Transformation is simple. The moment you're in the moment, your life transforms.
That's right.
We have a caller, Leah from Brooklyn. Let's take her. Are you with us, Leah?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. I'm so glad to be calling into the show today. I have a question for you.
Okay. We're ready.
Cool. I have had this weird phenomenon happening this week, and I've heard you guys talk about linkronization. Which is a term you guys made up where you link up and sync up with people and their, I guess, way of being or their thought patterns or, and I have, before this week, was just feeling really, on fire in every aspect of my life and just feeling content, feeling, both productive and, there was like a simplicity, and then this week things have complexified, and I do know that my my mom is coming to town. Hi, Mom, if you're listening. She listens to the show, too. And also, one of the other family dynamics is I've been thinking a lot about my brother lately because he just recently moved back home with my mom.
How old's your brother?
He's 30.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And none of us have really talked about the fact, but what I find interesting this week is that I've been feeling these, or I guess thinking, these thoughts about failure and about not being far enough along in my career, and it's just, at first I was believing them and thinking they were true, but now because I've, you know, worked with you guys and taken your workshops, I'm starting to see it as a phenomenon that's happening rather than me. But I do
feel
that's great.
That you're starting to see it as a phenomenon.
What I see, though, is that you are still, in a roundabout way, blaming your family for your state.
Okay.
And there was something I was contemplating today after having spoken with this new client. I realized that if you grew up in a state of turmoil or a state of unrest,
dysfunction,
that's familiar, that's love, and
that's comfortable for you.
That's your comfort zone. So
yeah.
When you were talking about being on fire last week and having well-being, whilst you appreciate that state, it may not yet be your comfort zone. So sometimes when we swing out into something that's new, unknown, it can be unsettling, and we reach for the familiar, even if it's a discomfort, because we've survived the discomfort. It's family, it's love, it's the known, it's akin to hot chocolate, even if it doesn't feel good. So that you are thinking about something that you link up with to have you feel diminished, I'd get interested in that.
Okay. Yeah.
You had something else, Shia?
I didn't. It went away. Because you were in the midst of something. I didn't want to interrupt. See, well, as much as you don't like or profess not to like this state of disorganization, where you're second-guessing yourself or you're thinking that this isn't it or you're striving for the future, it is what you know. Oh, now I remember. And people tend to recreate in their current environments what they hold as familiar. So it may not be comfortable, Leah, but it's certainly a known state that you've lived through and survived in.
Yeah.
And so if something comes up, I don't know that your husband's part in a television show that we managed to catch the other night has thrown you in that direction, because he had a television show and you're an actress also. And so you don't have a television show right now. That could be enough to throw you into turmoil.
Here's an interesting possibility also. For those of you who are listening, you may or may not know this. Shia and I have created on our website a subscription series called the Premium Excellence Club. What happens is we have videos of the month that are public, and we've found them so valuable, we actually do quite a few of these videos.
So these videos are Ariel and myself having a conversation with one of, or
an individual or a couple.
An individual or a couple, right. And they're quite informative, and they are indeed transformational. And so just seeing them is often enough for a person to be able to snap back into the current moment.
So what happens is people sign up for a year, and they get a video of us having a conversation with an individual each week in their inbox, as well as other things. There's the question and answer and special articles that we write for this particular subscription series. This past week, this week's video, Leah, Shai and I were watching it, and the thing about it is when we see them, it's far enough away from the actual conversation that we don't know what we said. Mm-hmm. We don't recall it because we're so there for it that we don't recall the content
of
the conversation.
Well, not only that, most of these were recorded, or most recent ones were recorded in Costa Rica either a year ago or this year. So there's
some time. And mm-hmm. what was this year, this week was a lovely woman, Andrea, talking about the quality of her life and about when she's happy and when she's not. And what we were talking about is that it's almost as if it's like a hammock. You know, if you take a hammock and you hold it over to the left and you let it go, it's going to swing with momentum over to the right. So if you're trying to be happy and up and on fire, then when you let go, you're going to swing to the other side.
See, preferred states are only preferred in your mind. So if you have a preferred state, you're, in effect, giving over control of your being to your mind and saying, you know better than I do, but it doesn't. It only knows caricatures, if you will, of reality, not reality.
So as you were posing your question last week, I was one way, this week I'm another way. When you were talking about how last week you were on fire, you added content in there. But I guarantee you that on fire had a quality of upset already within it.
And that you had so much attention on it tells me that you're listening to your internal dialogue or conversation about how you were doing.
You weren't just being. You were approving of how you're being. And the flip side of approval is disapproval. So this week you disapprove. But both of them are additions that you don't need in order to function and function well.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
And of course we like when we approve of ourselves, so we listen to that. But the more you listen to that commentary,
and if you tell the truth, Lee, you'll see that you are trying to get to this better state of being.
Of course
better,
you are. Who's not?
That's right. But better and worse are all in the reality of change, not transformation. Transformation is about the isness of things. It is not about better, worse, good, bad, right, wrong, pretty, ugly, you know? Those dichotomies all live in change.
Yes.
And, you know, you're smart enough that you can trick yourself into thinking that you're getting better. Hey, can you come back after the break? We got to go to a break right now.
Sure.
All right, we'll be back with Leah, so come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. visit transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit transformationmadeeasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back.
What's upcoming in Shia and my world is this weekend we are doing a seminar on money, success, and happiness, wealth as a lifestyle in New York City. We have people flying in from all over the world. We're really excited. You are welcome should you wish to join us. Also, coming up in April in Hamburg, Germany, we are doing two courses. On the 3rd of April, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe, and we are doing the Simplicity course, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. If you'd like to join us in Hamburg or actually for any of our upcoming workshops this year, you can just go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, go to the seminar link and pick the one you want to come to and
one
and join us. You with us, Leah?
I am, yeah, and I'm so excited to be coming to the workshop this weekend in New York. I'm really glad to be coming.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And your mom's coming with you, right?
She is, yeah.
Excellent.
And my husband.
Nice.
See, the thing is this, Leah, you are influenced by life. You do link up and sync up with other people. However, there's this thing called personal responsibility. And most people are just looking for something else to blame how they are on rather than realize that how you are is up to you.
The other thing is,
yeah,
the link works both ways. So
right,
if you have well-being and you link and sync up with people, what do you think praying is all about? What do you think wishing someone well is all about? If they are linking up with you, they can borrow some of your well-being. So you are welcome to stay well regardless of circumstances, and that's the game. So even when you say,
yeah,
I'm so excited about this weekend, no offense, but I don't really believe you.
See, you blow.
You're used to this
hyper
expression. Are you
right,
really so excited about this weekend? Have you been?
But if you're so excited about the weekend, what about right now? See, the weekend is far away.
Yeah.
This is Wednesday, last time I checked.
You know, I'm happy that I'm doing it, that I'm going, that I'm participating. But I'm not looking forward to it
as though it's going to be better than right now.
And for instance, our friends, just to pick one or two people, Stephanie and Reiner are coming from Europe to the course. I haven't seen them in a while. I have this suspicion when I see them, it's going to be this wonderful blossoming of, oh, it's
emotion.
You.
Right.
My friends. but I'm not looking forward to seeing them because right now is where the juice in my life is. And when you have this hyper expression of yourself, oh, I'm so excited, it didn't ring true.
No, it doesn't ring true for me either. It feels like it's over the top of...
Very good. I'm glad you used that term because it really is over the top of what's actually happening in the current moment, as if what's happening in the current moment isn't enough.
Right.
And I also, it's a weird, you know, it seems like one of those paradoxes.
Yeah.
I'm also deeply, for lack of a better word, happy to be going there. I'm deeply happy that the people who've registered are coming. It just feels so right. It's like in sync with the quality of my life and what I'm doing. So, but it's not like happy, like, la la, I'm so excited.
Or that things are going to be better when we get there than they are right now.
And right.
That's the pendulum swing that you have been driven by in your life, that it's always going to be better somewhere else.
Yeah, yeah.
When you have your Broadway show, it'll be better. Well, but I've been around enough actors to know that once they get a Broadway show, they complain they have to work.
Right. Yep, yep. Yeah.
And that doesn't mean you shouldn't want one. You should, if you do,
yes, I'm not
have a desire to do all the things that you'd like to do in your career. It's just thinking that your life will be better when you get there is where people shoot themselves in the foot.
Yes, because you see, if you disregard the current moment of your life, whatever the circumstances of the next current moment may be, you'll disregard those as well.
Yeah.
Thinking that someday something will be better than what you have.
Yeah.
And this is it. This is all there is. There is nothing else. This moment of your life is your life.
We had an international teleseminar yesterday, and Shia used a phrase that caught me. He was talking about when your life transforms, you reclaim that childlike sense of wonder in the moment, of the moment, for the moment. So it's like sitting here and my gaze goes to suddenly I see we have a couple orchids blooming in our office. They're reblooms, you know, we bought them a year ago or 2 years ago and then they went dormant and then they came back. And I just, it's like, wow, a flower or the weather or the snow or the colors or whatever happens to a feather that the great things and the minutia things, but it's not
they all
for
have value.
Something. It's not for something in the future.
Right.
And it's not based on some sentiment from the past. It's about being here.
Yeah. Well, and you reminded me, too, that just now that I think I was looking to the past to figure out where I got off track or...
Of course.
Instead of just coming back to the moment.
Perfect. And by the way, it's far easier for you to judge your brother for his lifestyle than to live your own life. Hmm. I mean, do you care if my sister moves back home?
No.
No, you don't. But we have family members that we pit ourselves against so that we have
somebody to be better than.
Or worse than, depending on what we're trying to prove.
Oh, but then we're better worse.
Right.
So I love it. I love what you just said. It just didn't occur to you to just bring yourself back to the moment. Good for you.
Yeah.
Cool.
And we're going to leave you here because we have
another caller. We're going to take him. Thanks for calling today. It was a really lovely conversation.
Yeah, really
with you.
Good.
And I'm it made a real impact for a lot of other people without even trying.
I'm sure it'll really set you up to have a great weekend coming up.
By the way,
thanks, you guys.
You know, take care of the people around you, including your mom. You're going to be far happier.
Right.
Awesome.
Make love,
cool.
Not war.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye, Leah. Let's
bye,
take
guys.
Vin from Germany. Where in Germany are you, Vin? You never know.
Hi. I am in Munich today.
Hi, Vin. Nice to hear your voice.
Has spring come to Munich yet?
Yeah. Yes, it's a lovely, warm, and sunny day today. Temperatures in the 60s.
Oh, that's
awesome.
Lovely.
It's really nice.
Yeah. Nice. It's pretty warm here, but we still have a lot of snow on our deck, so it's
okay.
Slowly but surely melting.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so I was listening to a show in the archives recently.
Yes.
It was actually the first show that I called into with you guys. I think it's almost exactly 4 years ago.
Wow.
And yeah, and I was talking about a conversation that I had all the time about food, what to eat, and how much or how little I should be eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking it's really quite amazing what my picture was then and what it is now. I still have that conversation, but it's just the quality has just become so different. And it's not as aggressive as it used to be.
Right.
So, yeah, and I just feel really like there's a peaceful coexistence, and I just thought that was very amazing.
I love that term. Peaceful coexistence between you and you, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
it's interesting because
exactly.
Our thoughts are these tapes. And the more you listen to them,
the stronger they
the
get.
The volume gets turned up. We looked up the word entertain because we often talk about entertaining your thoughts.
Yeah.
Or not entertaining your thoughts.
Right. And entertaining your thoughts is to give attention or consideration to contemplate, think about, give thought to. And what you think about, you energize. You add energy to. And so when you say you're peacefully coexisting and they're not aggressive, it sounds like you're not trying to get rid of them, which is very smart.
Because they never go away.
They don't go away. They're there on
they're
tap.
They're there. But you see, if you resist them, you pull them to the foreground.
Yeah.
And then they're everything there is. But if you just notice, oh, look, I had that thought, and you move on, suddenly it's no longer in the foreground. It's dropped back into a background where it no longer occupies your life.
Yeah.
I imagine... It hasn't occurred to most people that, in general, simply thinking about something is a form of resistance.
How do you see that?
Well, if you're thinking about what you ate,
mm-hmm.
you're resisting what you ate, you're analyzing what you ate, you're not living your life, you're resisting it, you're saying, oh, that I shouldn't have done that, or I... Yes, I'm not everything you think about, but a lot of the stuff people think about is resistance in disguise.
Yeah.
I have a question for you, Vin. When you went back and listened to that pre-record, were you aware that you were on it? Lots of times people go, oh, this one attracts me, and they click on it, and then they realize they called into that.
Oh, yes, I was aware, actually. I mean, as you guys know, I mean, I work with numbers. I'm an actuary, so... I could probably right now list all the titles of the shows that I've called into.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
It's also neat that you can see what's happened for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You know, I love that you are as brilliant as you are. You know, your intelligence, when we first met you, was a handicap, and now you've used it to support you in seeing how you're living your life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And so I also wanted to ask about a current conversation that I have, or that I've had in the near past.
Okay.
So I work at a company where I have scheduled promotions every few years, which are planned. So this end of this year would be, or this fall would be a time when I would be aiming for a promotion, or I should be promoted. And well, so I've been working towards that with my bosses, and there are also some external factors, though, like just the way the company overall is developing, and since we're a global company, how many promotional slots we're going to get in Germany. And it looks at the moment like it may not be happening. And
okay.
I have this feeling that I made a little bit decision beginning of the year, okay, if it doesn't happen, I'm leaving.
Yeah, right.
stuck in that because I really enjoy working there. So, yeah, that's a conversation that's been coming back, and yeah.
Well, you know, I remember now,
yeah,
in this conversation that we've had conversations with you over the years about being right.
Okay, yes.
And you can be right that you deserve a promotion.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean that you have to take actions to quit your job to prove to them that they made a mistake by not giving you a promotion.
Okay.
The other thing is,
yeah,
obviously we know you, and if you want to change jobs, that's totally fine. But
yeah.
I'm clear you have a whole lot more flexibility
than most people.
Than most people in your job, and you
yes.
obviously have the finances to travel and do things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
and I also find yeah. it an interesting choice to work to get a promotion rather than to work to do excellent work.
Okay.
And one is far less satisfying than the other. Guess which one it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
it's yeah,
like
that.
when you were in school and you studied to either pass a test or studied to learn the material.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall any of the conversations we had with Adam when he was at George Washington University, because he would call in from time to time on the show while he was in school.
Yeah.
And it was something that he had to manage in himself, because most people were there complaining to be that about school, because that was the culture, and studying or cramming to pass a test. And when he kept getting in touch with that, he was in school to learn something he loved and to learn the material and not simply to get a passing grade. And when he went about it to be top of the class rather than to simply pass, not to be top of the class to compete with others, but to exercise his capabilities.
Yeah.
It was far more exciting and fun, and he felt well in himself rather than when he was doing it simply to pass. When you do something to, for instance, get a promotion, that's like change. That's like, in the future, I'm going to feel better about myself
when I get the title
to pass.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's true.
Your sense of well-being will happen out of your being involved in what you're up to, not someday when you get a promotion, then you'll be better.
Okay. Wow, yeah. That's very cool to hear. Yeah,
the other thing
like
is, you think that you gave yourself this ultimatum, if I don't get my promotion, then fine, I'm out of here.
I bet you there's other people around you that have that idea.
Plus,
yeah.
you have kind of in the past had a hop-around strategy. And the idea of finding a place and loving it and
yeah.
nurturing it and growing into it is something new. It's not something that you could anticipate. So it's easy at the beginning to give yourself a promise so you have an out, so you always have a foot out the door.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
that
I mean,
that
it's very
true. That relationship, too, by the way.
Okay, that
hey,
was
we're going to take turn. A break. Thank you so
yeah.
much for calling
oh,
in
yeah,
today,
yes.
Vin. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Bye.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club. The Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back. If you like to read, our books are wonderful support structure for being here. I highly recommend them.
Our most recent book, How to Have a Match Made in Heaven, has just been translated into Spanish.
It's out now. It's available. I'm not sure if it's yet available on Amazon.com. It's Cómo Crear la Relación Ideal, How to Have an Ideal Relationship. So, you are welcome in English or Spanish on that, and it's an award-winning book and quite wonderful.
Yes, it's won the Nautilus Book Awards, it's won the Mom's Choice Book Awards, and a couple others that I can't recall right now. Those are the biggies.
We have another caller from New York. Efren, you with us?
I am.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
We are great. Awesome.
It's great to be here on a Wednesday afternoon. I don't actually often listen, but I really have enjoyed today's show, and I'm glad I got through to talk to you. And it's like a little bit of a Monday Night Alive in the middle of the week, so I like that.
Yes, it is.
It is. That's why lots of times people, if they can't listen live because their job precludes it, they download and listen to the archive shows. And some people actually schedule their lunch hours around it, so, or dinner hours, depending.
What can we do for you, Efren?
What I would certainly recommend. Thinking of the idea of simplicity, I was thinking about it in the context of getting things done. I've recently started a new job, and there's a lot to do. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's pretty simple. You know, it's a long list, perhaps, but it's not terribly complicated. And I found myself adding complications to simplicity, if you will, sort of missing the simplicity about, you know, getting through the list, getting through what needs to be done, and more trying to figure it out. Ariel, when you said earlier, sort of what you analyze persists, I find I'm somewhat stuck often in the analytical side of what I do, as opposed to the doing side.
Well, you know, in a way, you remind me of this conversation we had with Leo a little while ago, where it's not enough to just do what's on the list. You got to make it more important somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're complexifying the list, that may be your model for being an adult, having a complex, mysterious...
Right, or it may be that that's what you're comfortable with, the discomfort of being forever in...
Process
in process or in needing have something to work on?
That gives me something to do.
Yeah, rather than just do your job. Yeah.
Right.
But you know the other thing, we're getting ready to do a time and project management course in New York in just not that long from now. So it's starting
a transformational time and project management course. It's not a priorities.
It may be also that you add complexity to the list in order to hide certain aspects of it that you don't know how to do yet.
Hmm.
So if you have 20 tasks and there's one or two that are new, creative, you don't know how to accomplish it, if you can keep the list muddy and growing and you can consume yourself with something, you don't have to, it's a way of burying the thing you don't know how to do and you find confronting.
Ariel, I think you have something there because my job has changed and what I do day to day has changed. And while I have a lot of experience and competence in one area of my new role, I haven't really flexed that muscle in a long time. So it's sort of a, you know, I'm recapturing that talent that's been latent for a while.
I have a question for you. This is a weird question. You ready?
Yeah.
Is your boss a man or a woman?
A man.
Yeah. There's something in the division you have between men and women that both Shai and I are here, and we kind of you keep saying, yes, Ariel, you may be on to something, and something you said earlier, Ariel. But it's not just something you said earlier, Ariel. It's something you said earlier, Ariel. Like, there's a division like that. Ariel is better than the Shia end of this partnership. And you're going to have challenges working with your boss if you divide genders the way my experience is that you do.
I knew you've seen that before. That's a good point. I didn't even see that.
Well, of course not. It's like water to a fish. You don't see those things that are obvious because they're so transparent. They're normal for you.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I guarantee you, your boss is on your side. He wants you to
win.
And I'll bet you you're underutilizing him as a support structure.
Yeah, well, he's all the way on the other side of the world, so that's certainly a component of it, but that's a great observation.
That's a little like, my dad is not available to me. All you have to, you know, emails seem to go
all the way around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And Skype is good, too.
Say again?
Skype.
I said Skype is good as well.
Yeah, it really does. We talk to people in China and Malaysia and Europe, and, you know, yeah, Skype does work really well.
Right. Great stuff, yeah.
Excellent.
I'm just laughing at myself right now.
That's good.
Laughing.
Keep laughing. Hey, we have another caller.
We really appreciate your calling in today, Efren.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We have Kirsten from Virginia on hold. You with us, Kirsten?
Yeah, I am. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
We are most excellent. How are you is the question, or what can we do for you is probably even a better one.
Well, I'm doing well. I got a new job this week. An executive director of a nonprofit in the area that works to promote local food. So I'm really excited about that.
Very good. Good for you.
Yeah, thank you. But with that, it's been interesting because they called me to say I was hired. And my first thought was, what were they thinking? And then my second thought was, oh gosh, how am I going to do this? Because it's part-time, so I'm doing two part-time jobs. And the theme of simplicity was interesting for me today because I feel like now it's getting more complicated and I'm
well,
just thinking too much about it.
It's only more complicated in your thoughts because you're thinking how to do it rather than being in a situation where you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you get, you've just been hired, have you gone to work there yet?
No, and I'll be working from home, too.
Okay, so. But like I say, you haven't started doing the job yet, so now you're in the thought process of, can you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's only complex in your mind. I think it's really funny that you have two part-time jobs, and now you find the thought of that overwhelming. Let's put it in a different perspective. Shai and I mainly work from our home. Mm-hmm. So we're on this radio show with you, but
from our home,
our engineer is in Arizona. We are not there. So mm-hmm. it's from our home. And when we're done here doing this, we have the book project arm of our
company.
We have the Premium Excellence Club. We have a lot of questions and answers. A bunch of people wrote questions this month, so we have that. We have our office staff, our seminar manager here today, so we're working on seminars. We have things with our account. We have all sorts of different projects.
Sorts of part-time jobs, if you will.
We do. But you can't do them all at once.
So mm-hmm. we only do what we're doing when we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking about what you're going to have to do for this new job just detracts from what you're up to in your current job. Because
mm-hmm.
it throws you into doubt. Well, of course it's going to throw you into doubt because you don't know what to expect. You haven't gotten into the saddle of the job that you're taking on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a friend who is a quite brilliant lawyer. She's a mother, currently now a mother of five children. She's a support structure to her husband. But when she first started her lawyer business and she was writing up her resume, we loaned her our computer, and it was back a long, long time ago. You know
when we had a Mac Plus, which mm-hmm. had a 20-megabyte hard drive.
Yeah, I mean, like,
right, that's how long ago. And the screen was so small that it had to scroll.
Because it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. It was like an eight and a half by. It wasn't even. It was probably 6x6, the size of the screen.
It was very tiny. But she sat down in front of it, and she was working on her resume, which included her background and her schooling and whatnot. And she came rushing out into the living room, and she said, "Oh, Ariel Shai, I broke your computer." And we're like, "What do you mean?" She said, "The screen went black." Well, she had been inactive for so long that it turned itself off, you know, like instead of a screensaver.
Mm-hmm.
These thoughts of, what were they saying? It's like your screensaver. It tells you you're not engaged.
Mm-hmm. It's right in front of you right now.
What were they thinking, but also how will I do it? Because when you first started speaking, Kirsten, I could hear this quality in your voice. It's almost a complaint, like it's all too much. So while you're happy you got this job, it's like, it's more than I can handle. It's mm-hmm. not even a tenth of what you can handle.
You could handle so much more than you're currently handling, but you're very busy thinking.
Yeah, that's true. I spend so much time thinking. If I were doing things, I'd be getting a lot done.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you have to do is when you get off this conversation with us is divert your eyes to somewhere around you. I guarantee you, in your current environment, you have incompletions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just get them done, get something, there's something about consistency. I think mm-hmm. people are looking so hard to be happy or excited, or they forget that being able to operate in your life with consistency really has a lot going for it, where you're capable of just picking up and doing the next thing that's in front of you and doing the next thing that's in front of you. Sean and I consulted at a business last week. Some of our friends also, they're also our friends as well as clients at Tag Online. It was a really inspiring day, but what I found most interesting when I came home from consulting them is how engaged I personally was, how easy it was to see, that needs to go into recycle, and instead of think, that needs to go into recycle, to pick the item up and bring it to recycle. So there wasn't a lot of thinking about doing. There was,
this what needs, seeing what's needed and wanted and producing it rather than thinking about producing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The thing is this, you might discover you have a lot of free time if you just did what was right in front of you to do.
I wonder if part of it's been, I actually have a fair amount of free time right now, so I spend a lot of that time thinking, whereas if I,
yeah,
I just get up and go do it, so yeah, maybe even having a little less free time will bring me more free time, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. If you want to get something done, you give it to a busy person.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. And you know what's happening now?
Is we're about to go have some free time, as in lunch, because we have less than a minute left of the show. Thank you so much for calling in today, Kirsten.
Yes,
and congratulations on your job. Sounds wonderful.
I think it will be fun.
Next week's show, everyone, is called Keep Calm and Carry On. So perfect, as we're talking about consistency. And if you like the show today, share it. Share it with your friends. You can do it on Facebook. You can share it via Twitter. You can send emails. You can talk about it. We'll be back next week, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.